from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We are joined right now by Neil Walker, former Bucco, current Pirate broadcaster. You know who he is. He needs no introduction, and he's brought to you by Bet365. Neil, how are we doing today, man? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks, guys. Wrapping up a family trip out west, coming back home tomorrow. That'll be nice. Looking forward to getting back to work a little bit, doing some broadcasts at the end of August and September, and have the last series of the year, and excited for some Steeler football to start as well.
Oh, you're excited after watching that preseason game, Neil, or because you were traveling, you didn't get to see any of it?
No, I saw a little bit of it. Yeah, it wasn't pretty, but I try to, as a guy that, at least in the baseball world, tried not to take preseason stats or play too seriously. I try not to get too caught up in that performance, but hopefully we can see some progression moving forward.
Neil, before we get into some of the comments that Key Brian Hayes made to Jason Mackey after the game that I found quite alarming, the Pirates, in their last five chances to sweep a series at home, are now 0-for-5. And the games really haven't been all that competitive in those series sweeping, clinching games, for lack of a better way of putting it. So why is that the case? Why is it so hard to get a sweep done?
Yeah, you know, and I'm one of these people that just believes that baseball karma, number one, starts out with it being so difficult to sweep a major league team. Now, that is more of a, I don't know what you want to consider it, a cosmic thought or something along those lines. But yeah, I mean, especially that in my head, the only way the Pirates really climb back in this thing and is to stack up about 7 or 8 wins in a row. And obviously, in order to do that, they're going to have to sweep some teams. So even winning series at this point is not going to do them any good. You know, if you're consistently winning series, you know, like the Dodgers do, like the Dodgers have done kind of all year, just 2 or 3, 2 or 3, you haven't seen them get on an incredibly hot streak. You can stay consistent throughout the year. Now, you know, when you lose 10 games in a row, that's going to really put you behind the eight ball, especially when you were on the bottom tier of the wild card chase. So, you know, I hope that, you know, we see them not just win series here moving forward into the late August, early September period, but maybe they can pull off winning, you know, 8 of 11, 8 of 12 and see themselves crawl back into this thing and make September interesting.
Neil, I'll let Crowley dive into the whole Ke'Bryan Hayes comments right after this, but how would your body be feeling right now at this point in the season? I remember you telling me we used to obviously train together, and then we did some rehab together whenever you're rehabbing your back, but how is Brian Reynolds feeling right now, and mentally and physically, whether you're in it or whether you're not in it? What is a player going through right now as we sit here in August?
You know, I've always believed and I've always felt physically, you know, especially when I was creeping toward 30 in baseball and still getting every day at bats, that the hardest time in baseball is about a week or two after the All-Star break, because your body gets those 4 or 5 days off, and it starts to kind of the nicks and bruises kind of start to heal itself, whether you got, you know, ankle, knee, back, shoulder problems, something like that. And then all of a sudden you come back and you're playing again in mid-July and things start to creep back up again. And you're staring at the schedule going, oh man, we still have a month and a half plus of baseball. But usually you catch that second wind, or two months of baseball, I should say. Usually you catch that second wind about this time of year, especially if you're on a team that's chasing the playoffs. So that can be helpful, but if you're on the other end of the spectrum, if you've been playing every single day as an everyday player, and you're on a team that's out of it, this time of year is very, very difficult, both more so mentally, but physically, it almost feels like your mind starts to play tricks on your body and things hurt even worse than they typically would. But, you know, a guy like Brian Reynolds, who just posts every single day, the only time we've seen him take days off this year is when he went on the, you know, the bereavement list or whatever they were calling it. You know, you learn in baseball how to kind of numb your mind and numb your body as far as the travel schedule and knowing you're going to play every single day. You figure out ways to conserve your energy and your mental capacity so that when 7 o'clock or 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock rolls around, you're able to at least focus for those three hours of game time, even if you don't feel so great.
Neil, here's the quote from Key Brian Hayes, and it was a good job by Jason Mackey talking to him in the Post-Gazette. Hayes said, talking about his back, obviously, "Someone who has what I have, you want to stay away from turning, but that's what I have to do every day." Now, we know how Hayes has played this year. He's hitting .233, a .573 OPS. We know how good he was in August through the end of the season last year. Man, I don't know what to say about Key Brian Hayes other than I feel bad for a guy who it doesn't look like there's any answers coming up the pike here. Now, you dealt with back stuff, but was it quite as severe as this, Neil?
And I don't know exactly what Hayes has going on. Obviously, HIPAA issues, unless I heard it directly from his mouth, would keep me from that. But I can tell you that I've had many conversations with Key Brian over the course of the last several years while starting my broadcast career. About, you know, are there little things that I do? You know, I used to travel with a certain type of pillow. When I was on the plane, I would sit on a more of a cushioned pad to take, you know, some stress off my back. We spoke about there's a company in Pittsburgh called Technogel, which has some of the best beds I've ever, that's basically when I got to a certain point in my career, it was the only thing that my back felt pretty good sleeping on. And they're based out of Pittsburgh, which is pretty cool. So we've had some conversations and when I knew my back was not doing well and, you know, say I was not playing that day, I would do everything I could in my power not to twist and turn, just to kind of alleviate a little bit of stress off it. But let's face it, you're not going to be able to do that if you're an everyday player like Key Brian Hayes is and like I was in the middle part of my career. So yeah, it's not great to hear that, and I'm surprised. That was actually the first I'd heard of that. I was going through the notes, the email notes this morning from the Pittsburgh newspapers, because obviously I'm not home, but I didn't see that. So thank you for filling me in on that, and I'm surprised that we're hearing him say that. But we'll see. You know, it'll be interesting to see these next 7 days if they're not able to kind of creep in this thing. We may see a changing of roster situation going into September with maybe some young guys coming up. And, you know, you hate to see that, but it's also maybe a necessary evil if things keep somewhat trending in the direction they seem to be trending.
Neil, we appreciate your time, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a great rest of your week.
You too, Neil. Take care now, buddy. That's Neil Walker.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.